Some restrictions apply.
Wake up with a CW and start your day with the Wagners.
Catch top stories, traffic, weather, and have a little fun, too.
Weekday mornings at 8 on the CW Las Vegas, Channel 33, Cox Cable 6.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
My son Steve did not want to die, but his prescription opioids killed him. We found a post-it note that he had written about his experience with his opioids. You never expect that you're going to lose a child. It's all out of order.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cssnv.org to learn more. This message developed by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, sponsored by the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcaster Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Is there a big red wave looming in November? We are a little over 90 days away. And a guy that I think has a great opportunity to go to Washington and make a difference is Sam Peters. He is running for Congress in CD4, and we're going to get a chance to visit with him in studio. Sam Peters, U.S. Air Force Major and Bronze Star recipient. I don't know how he fits all this stuff on the business card, but somehow he does. But I'm going to ask him about this stupid Inflation Reduction Act that the Senate's going to vote on next week, and maybe by Friday. In fact, Congress being called back next Friday, 1 week from today, and will taking up this bill now that Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin have signed on. They've got their 51. They've got their 50 plus one, 50 plus the vice president, and they say they're going forward. What is in this bill? And is it really going to help reduce inflation? I can't find anybody that says yes. Oh, of course it does. I can't find anybody outside of the Democrats and the Biden administration. I can't find them. It's not going to do it. It's in fact, economists are saying it's going to increase inflation. Stick around. More to do as we continue with Sam Peters, Congressman-to-be. Yeah, that has a good ring to it. He's in the building, and he's ready to go right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.
Senate Democrats reached agreement on their economic package.
Senate Democrats reached agreement Thursday night on changes to their top priority economic legislation, setting the stage for votes over the weekend. Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona said in a statement she had agreed to changes in the tax and energy provisions. Earlier, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The American people overwhelmingly support these steps.
But Republicans, led by Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, appear uniformly opposed to the package.
Americans don't want Democrats to regulate us into an even deeper recession.
With Sinema on board, Democrats expect to have 50 votes in the evenly split Senate, with Vice President Kamala Harris holding the tie-breaking vote for passage. Mike Gracia, Washington.
GOP Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells the Salem Radio Network Senate Republicans are prepared to fight the misnamed Inflation Reduction Act that Democrats want to pass.
This is a goal line stand here against this misnamed piece of legislation. So it's far from a done deal, and we intend to fight it every inch of the way.
One of the big speakers at the CPAC convention in Dallas this week has been Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Orban says the future of Western democracies will be decided in the coming years.
You have midterm elections this year, then presidential and congressional elections in 2024. And we will have election in the European Parliament same year. These two locations will define the two fronts in the battle being fought for Western civilization.
The convention continues through the weekend. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 76 points, but the Nasdaq dropped 63, the S&P lower by 6. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're considering protecting your retirement with gold or silver, listen up. Mark Davis here. One company I trust for this, Advantage Gold, the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. They are so passionate about teaching people how to own physical gold and silver, they've won the Best of Trust Link Award 4 years in a row because they really educate their clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. Talk to one of their experts. They can send you a free gold kit along with a free copy of the Wall Street Journal national bestseller, The Great Devaluation. Number again, 800-900-8000. Don't wait any longer. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value, all from Advantage Gold. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call Advantage Gold today. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or any occasion, you need an extraordinary piece of jewelry for that special woman in your life. Do I have your attention? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers on West Sahara. The owner is Jenny O, the queen of color. She's a GIA graduate gemologist, and Jenny O knows everything about diamonds. But her love and passion of rare, one-of-a-kind color is contagious. She is a go-to gal in Vegas when it comes to gemstones. I'm a witness. I bought my diamond wedding band and my wife Cindy's wedding rings at Huntington Jewelers, and we got incredible value. We both get nonstop compliments everywhere we go. Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers is an American Gem Society jeweler, recognizing the highest in ethics, integrity, and credibility. You get the best luxury experience in Las Vegas, guaranteed, and an exclusive gift with purchase for being a friend of war, Wayne Alaroot. Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers on West Sahara between Tenaya and Buffalo, across from Mercedes, and coming soon a second location in Summerlin this summer.
It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Now, for the first time since March 15th, the price of a gallon of gas dropped below $5. AAA reports yesterday's average for a gallon of gas here in Las Vegas was $4.99, marking an end to the 142-day streak in which gas was above the $5 mark locally. Pump prices have been dropping since peaking at $5.61 in the middle of July. Energy experts say the demand for oil continues to drop, and with the summer travel season coming to an end, hopefully gas prices should continue to decrease. A Henderson man is suing police in Henderson and in Las Vegas, contending that he was severely burned after being forced to stand on hot pavement in his bare feet. Michael Bailey claims he was detained while an arrest warrant was being served to his son. barefoot and handcuffed in the middle of the afternoon, 106-degree temperatures. He says he suffered severe second- and third-degree burns on his feet because he was forced to stand on the hot pavement without any protection on his feet. Now, local law enforcement officials say they have yet to see that lawsuit.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Volumes are heavy right now through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, pretty much both directions. You're averaging about 45 to 50 miles per hour through there. The HOV lanes are unavailable on Interstate 15 north and southbound between Tropicana and Warm Springs.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. And always good to get together with Sam Peters, U.S. Air Force Major and Bronze Star recipient, Republican nominee for Congress in CD4. He is the man that's going to knock off Stephen Horsford. Why Stephen Horsford is in Congress is beyond me. Sam Peters is the guy that's going to knock him off, and I'm so excited to have him in studio. How you been?
Kevin Wall, it is a pleasure to be here. First time in studio in a while.
I know, pandemic and everything, it's been crazy.
It's so good to see you.
And now we get to worry about monkeypox.
We actually don't. We actually don't have to worry about that much at all.
I hope not.
Look,
man.
For those that it does affect, obviously they need to take care of themselves. But it's such a niche virus, as I've understood. Take care of yourself. Watch what you're doing, and you shouldn't have any problems.
I want to ask you about Stephen Horsford because I've had more people in your district talk to me about Stephen Horsford and how he has been not just on policy bad for CD4. But more than that, the guy is under fire now for failing to pay property taxes. What was that story about?
The hits just keep coming for this guy. And in reality of it is this: the story of his misgivings financially and et cetera go back a number of decades. And when you get a guy sitting in Congress, in fact, on the Ways and Means Committee in Congress, the powerful committee that controls where spending goes from the federal government, you got a guy that's on that committee who can't take care of his own finances, not just in a little way, but in a big way. That's a big problem. And then, you know, in the inflationary environment we're at and the economy that we're in, the amount of debt the federal government is taking on, it's just the fact, like you said, the fact that he's our congressman is just baffling.
He's an embarrassment.
He really is. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I you know, I'm on the phone. It's all about fundraising at this point. So I'm on the phone and I'm talking to donors and I tell them that this guy he's very vulnerable because he is. In fact, he's so vulnerable that his wife has taken to social media and told him he should not be running. And it's incredible, the scenario that we're seeing right now unfold. You know, it's unfortunate for him and his family, and I don't wish that on anybody. But for us coming up in this election, things are looking fair.
I want to ask you about the Inflation Reduction Act, which a lot of people are calling the Increase Inflation Act. Yeah. Big government spending, a climate bill. And reportedly, as of just an hour or so ago, Nancy Pelosi is going to call back members of the House of Representatives, and they're going to be in session 1 week from today to vote it in.
Well, then she should call them back to scrap it, is what she should do. But I want to further answer the question you asked me a moment ago on Stephen Horsford and, you know, not paying his taxes, not taking care of his financial responsibilities. And then we can get to this so-called Inflation Reduction Increase Tax Act. The story that's coming out, in fact, if people want to take a look at it, listeners want to look at it, you just go to Breitbart and type in Horsford's name in the search bar. It'll come right up. $14,000 worth of taxes he failed to pay on his house in Virginia. And I'm going to say that again because this is important. $14,000 of taxes he failed to pay on his house in Virginia.
Wait a minute. He's a Nevada congressman.
Wait a minute. You're picking something up there. Kevin, you're an astute young man.
Thank you.
Astute young man. $14,000 of failed taxes paid, not paying his taxes on his house in Virginia. United States congressman for Nevada's 4th district failing to pay taxes on his home in Virginia. It cannot be overstated. The fact that he does not live here in Nevada. He does not live here in Nevada. He's failing to pay taxes on houses. And again, he's been there. He's owned this house for a while. And it's no secret. And I think the people of Nevada 4, there's a choice in November. And there's actually there's only three choices. Don't vote at all. Vote for Stephen Horsford, who doesn't pay his taxes, doesn't represent you, and wants to increase
inflation.
Doesn't live here, all these things. Or you can vote for Sam Peters. And I hope that's the choice people make because we need help in Congress. So your question on Nancy Pelosi bringing people back to Washington to vote on this inflation, whatever you want to call it.
Reduction, whatever.
This farce of a bill.
Well, can I tell you, and I've talked to this week, a lot of folks, national experts, and I keep trying to find somebody that will agree that this is truly inflation reduction. Everybody I talk to, they're all saying the same thing. This is going to increase inflation. What's the truth about this bill?
The Penn Wharton budget model, which is a think tank out of the University of Pennsylvania, says that this will not decrease inflation. The Congressional Budget Office, the office that studies these bills and determine and kind of projects what they're going to do, says it will not decrease inflation. In fact, it could nudge it upward. So that's what's happening on this thing. The amount of nonsense that is in this bill, it can't be overstated that it's nonsense. Subsidies for health insurance. Okay, and it's important here to understand, subsidies are dollars from the federal government to the populace of America, the citizens, and in some cases in a Democrat-run society, sometimes to illegal immigrants. This money comes from the U.S. taxpayer. These are U.S. taxpayer dollars. So there's no way when you're spending more money, that's how we got to this inflationary environment, by the way, the printing and the spending of and taking on of debt. Adding more to that, $70 billion for that particular cause, $19 billion for biofuels, $51 billion for electric vehicles, $98 billion for renewable and non-carbon energy sources. I mean, this adds up to another incredible spending bill. And again, the Congressional Budget Office, think tanks in universities across America, they, like you said, nobody is saying that this is effective for lowering inflation. It's more pork and spend, it's more inflation coming, and it's just nonsense that we have to put up with this from our government.
This is the same bill, the Build Back Better light, as I call it. It originally was $6 trillion. This was the Bernie Sanders $6 trillion deal, mm-hmm. and now they've pared it down, but it's still a hell of a lot of money going out.
It's a ton, and that's the only thing. The important thing to remember in this is the Democrats got us here. The Democrats, it is no question, over the last 18, 19 months under the Biden administration and under this 117th Congress, our economy has gone from the greatest it's been to the worst it's been. And in that short of time, there's only so far it can go. I mean, they're changing the definition of the word recession to try and mask what they're doing. And it's disingenuous from the government. It's disrespectful to the citizens. And, you know, we're going to have more of it as long as these people stay in power.
I want to ask you, because this is one of those deals where they are going to vote on something in the Senate next week and the House. What would you say if you were on the floor of the House of Representatives and a bill like this comes up? Give me your 2-minute speech on why this is so incredibly bad.
I would tell them again the non-solutions that they're coming up with to fix the problem that they created. It's bad policy. You cannot continue to spend out U.S. Tax dollars that we don't have, quite frankly, on programs and policies. And again, a lot of this bill goes into this environmental Green New Deal, little pieces and parts of it that are being plugged away and inserted into these bills and passed through, not through the actual law process, but through reconciliation. And it's going to continue to increase debt. It's going to, again, continue to increase inflation. So we need to focus on the things that will not only get our inflation down, but the things that are most important to Americans. Right now, it is inflation. It's gas prices. We need to deregulate. The only way that energy, for instance, goes back to where it was in the previous administration is we get rid of the regulations, the executive orders that this administration has put in on day one. We open up the pipelines. We give confidence to the people who are drilling for oil on U.S. soil that they can go into the marketplace. Because what's happening right now, there's a lot of concern in the oil industry. New drills are not happening because they don't know where this administration's going. They may have a permit to drill, but they're not drilling because they don't know what's going to happen.
Uncertainty.
There's uncertainty there. Yeah. So they're not going to, you know, outlay all the resources to get the product and halfway into it be chopped off by this administration. So there's a ton of uncertainty there. If I'm on the floor in Congress, I'm highlighting this. I'm deregulating. I'm putting bills on the floor to lessen the amount of regulation in these industries and letting industry and the free market take care of the people of the United States. We've seen it work over and over and over again, and we've seen it destroyed by these Democrat politicians. And we need to stop it.
More coming up with Sam Peters. We're gonna talk about Nancy Pelosi. He mentioned her earlier. Why did she go to Taiwan? It makes no sense at all. Although, fortunately, nothing bad happened. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is mein Auto. And this is mein Key. And there is only one place I trust with mein Key. Mein Key Car Care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And mein Key. And American cheese! Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused. Taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio. Done right.
Good to have Sam Peters on, joining us. He, of course, running in CD4 against Stephen Horsford, and we were talking about fundraising. You've had some amazing pluses just in the last few days. We're going to see a lot of outside money, out of state, national money. Are you getting your share?
I think we are, and you know, a lot of it's going to come in the next. You know, they say politics happens after Labor Day. So as you know, we've seen a commitment from Congressional Leadership Fund. They've committed, and this is public on public info. They've committed to $15 million in the Las Vegas TV market, and of course that covers congressional districts 1, 3, and 4, which is mine. We're hopeful that that split is very generous to Congressional District 4. I will tell you that having been to Washington a couple of times, met with congressional leaders, met with the leaders at the NRCC, they are very, very interested in Nevada politics. They are very interested in sweeping all of these congressional districts, and they believe with the gerrymandering that Dina Titus highlighted is not in her favor, they believe that we can win all three of these. So the answer to your question is I think there's a lot of money. Again, I mentioned Congressional Leadership Fund, the Heritage Foundation, and their Sentinel Action Fund. They've endorsed myself, Adam Laxalt, and April
Now,
Becker.
Dumb question.
Yeah.
I always ask this of candidates. Does that mean the endorsement comes with a check not?
So that particular one comes with, according to their release, a seven-figure ad buy. And again, that's for the that's for the three of us. So you know, again, we don't know the split, but to your point, we believe that there is a lot of interest and a lot of pluses that are going to come to Sam Peters for Congress and Congressional District 4. I've personally raised over $1 million since the start of the the primary election. This we've done very well over the last 45 days since the primary. That doesn't mean we're done. We have a long way to go and a very short time to get there. Believe it. I mean, I read an email just the other day, and we're focused on this November 8th election day. And then I read an email that said early voting starts October 22nd, and you chop 3 weeks off the election right there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's coming up quick, and we need all the help we can get.
Do you have any idea how much money Stephen Horsford has?
At the end of June for his FEC